Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. As the U.S. vaccination effort picks up speed, states and cities are under mounting pressure to ensure doses are being distributed equitably. More than 30 million Americans have received their first dose, but as Will Stone reports, the Biden administration says there is still a lack of solid information about who's getting the shots.
The federal government doesn't have data on race and ethnicity for about half of those vaccinated in the first month of the rollout. And many states don't make this information publicly available. The data that does exist show disparities, with vaccinations in white communities outpacing shots in communities of color. In Seattle, King County, Public Health Director Patty Hayes says they've set up mass vaccine sites in underserved communities hard hit by COVID to close that gap.
We are prioritizing the highest needs, the most vulnerable, and people will know when it's their time.
The Biden administration has promised that federal mass vaccine sites will go to the places in most need. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone in Seattle.
Johnson & Johnson has applied to the Food and Drug Administration today for emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine. The FDA next is expected to hold a public meeting of outside advisors within a few weeks and get their recommendation. An FDA decision could come very soon after that if the panel finds in favor of the vaccine. Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine is on track to be the third one cleared by FDA for use in the U.S. It is a single-dose vaccine, unlike the others that require two doses. The nomination of Ohio Congresswoman Marcia Fudge to head the Department of Housing and Urban Development is headed to the full Senate. Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee voted 17-7 today in favor of her confirmation. More from NPR's Pam Fessler.
If confirmed, Fudge will take over at HUD as the nation struggles with an affordable housing crisis, which has been exacerbated by the pandemic. President Biden has extended a moratorium on evictions through March, but housing advocates say much more is needed to help struggling renters. Fudge, who has served in Congress for the past 12 years, has been praised by some for working across party lines. But several GOP senators took exception to her past comments that Republicans do not, quote, care even a little bit about people of color. Fudge could also face GOP opposition to administration plans to expand federal housing aid and to aggressively enforce fair housing laws. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
House Democrats are requesting former President Trump testify under oath at his impeachment trial, which starts next week. However, Trump's lawyers rejected the idea, calling it a publicity stunt. Trump is charged with a single count of inciting insurrection in connection with the storming of the U.S. Capitol by a group of his supporters. Five people died in the riot. The Senate trial begins next Tuesday. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 332 points today. You're listening to NPR. In Washington state, federal aid is finally coming to a struggling farming town that was nearly decimated by a wildfire last year. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports the Biden administration approved a disaster declaration put on hold by the former president for political reasons.
It's been almost 5 months since the state of Washington requested the aid, which is typically a routine approval after major disasters, but the Trump administration had held this one up, reportedly over a political spat with Washington's Democratic Governor Jay Inslee. The approval is a relief, in particular in and around the eastern Washington town of Malden, where a wind-driven range fire destroyed nearly 80% of homes and other buildings. Most of the fire survivors are low-income and elderly and have no insurance. Town officials had been turning to private donations for help, saying the delay in federal aid threatened the town's ability to even recover. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.
Ford has become the latest big automaker to say it's being forced to cut shifts at some of its plants due to a global shortage of semiconductor chips. The number two U.S. automaker saying shift cuts will be made at two plants that produce the company's highly profitable F-150 pickup. Ford declined to say what part or supplier is involved or how much volume it will lose. Other major car companies, including GM, Mazda, and Volkswagen, have also said they're having a tough time due to the shortage of microchips and will have to reduce production as well. Crude oil futures prices continue to gain ground on a commitment from OPEC to keep production levels steady, oil ending the session up 54 cents a barrel today to close at $56.23 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.